Somebody shout, the devil's a liar. Just remain standing with me. It's so good to be home in Arkansas. Get back in late Monday, just in time to go to prayer meeting. Amen. I didn't want to miss prayer, and we drove all day. And God was with us this weekend. Many people were touched and blessed and healed, and people receiving all kinds of stuff. Amen. There ain't no place like Hot Springs. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The liberty that we feel in this place. Amen. Praise God. I think God really loves Hot Springs. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of very important things in history have happened in Hot Springs. And there's no telling what God's going to do before it's all over. What He wants to do. Amen. We're so thankful to have everybody here. And our prayers are for those sick tonight, unable to make it work and traveling. Amen. Josh, it's good to have you, brother. God bless you. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And I got back, started praying Monday night. The Lord began to deal with my spirit. Amen. I'm telling you, I thought, I'm going to do my best to preach what the Lord has laid upon my heart. Thank you for being in God's house. I pray, God, take care of your regular customers. Amen. Your faithful people. Amen. Faithful prayer warriors. Amen. Praise God. Come to this house of God and pray. I know some live long distances away and can't. There's a lot that can. Amen. It's good to have a couple Amity folks here. Praise God. The Lord knows what to do. I was thinking the other day, my lawnmower won't start. I thought, I need to talk to Brother Carl. He needs to fix my lawnmower. Amen. So that I didn't have time to chase him down, so the Lord brought him here tonight. So I said, fix my lawnmower, man. Praise God. Well, I got four different readings, so I don't even know if it'd be worth you trying to find them as fast as I can get there. So Genesis 18 and 13, and the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? Or why was your wife laughing? Amen. God sees when you receive things with faith, and God sees when you receive things with doubt. Why would you want to receive anything in doubt? Make God mad at you. Amen. I want Him happy with me. Why was she laughing, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? But then God, speaking these words to Abraham, said, is anything, everybody say, is anything, everybody say, too hard for the Lord? What do you say? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Jeremiah 32 and 17 says, ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. And there is, everybody say, nothing, nothing too hard for thee. Amen. Jeremiah 32 and 26, the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, which means there ain't another one like Him. He said, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Hallelujah. Amen. And great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, and His name was Jesus.
And he began to talk in Luke, the 18th chapter and the 27th verse. And he said, the things which are impossible with men. The things which are impossible with men or by men are possible with God. Everything that you think is impossible, all that's got to happen is for God to show up. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Hallelujah. I wonder if anybody's got any impossible needs. I wonder if anybody's got any impossible thoughts in your mind. I don't know how this is going to work. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody shout, the devil's a liar. Now, do you believe that? Do you really believe the word of God? Hey, if I can just get you to believe God's word, it's going to be miracles in your house. If I can get you to believe God's word, it's going to be revival in your home. I'm not going to fight the devil tonight. You know what I'm fighting? I'm fighting your doubt and your unbelief and your bitterness and anything else that would cause you to believe God won't do it for you. Hey man, I'm going to preach until you believe it. I wish somebody praise God right now. I wish somebody stomp the devil in this house. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. I want to preach, is anything too hard for the Lord? Praise God. I said, is anything too hard for the Lord? If I've said it one time, I've said it 1,000 times. If God asks you a question, it's not because he forgot the answer, Sister Trish. He's not having a moment of amnesia. When he asks you a question, he wants your mind to start thinking about, hey, is there really anything? Amen. Somebody shout, the devil's a liar. Amen. I believe God's going to do miracles in this house. Amen. Part of the gospel was he said, go preach his name, preach the death, the burial, and the resurrection. But also when you do that, I want you to go heal the sick. Amen. I believe God cares about eternity. And I believe God cares about right now. I don't believe we have a high priest who can't be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. But in all points, was tempted like us. I believe he's moved. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I can't get this off of my spirit. Amen. I believe too many people are carrying too many things around that they don't have to carry. But surely he hath borne our griefs. Surely he's willing to pick some things up and carry them away. Every day you've ever woke up and you were fighting illnesses and fighting sicknesses and fighting the devil, the Lord knew what you were feeling down deep inside, and he was moved. Amen. And I want to ask you, is there anything too hard for the Lord? I want to tell you, God gets mad when people start doubting him. When he told Abraham, you're going to be a 100-year-old daddy. 90-year-old mama started going, ha, 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 ha. You want to make God mad? Just sit there and chuckle. When the promises of God are going forth. God said, Abraham, why is your wife over there laughing? See, there are some laughs that are okay. But there's some laughs God don't like. He don't like them old doubting laughs. He likes them old, here we go, laughs. You got to learn how to laugh in the... It ain't your promise. It's God's promise. It ain't your power. It's God's power. And if he said he's going to do it, I expect a miracle every day. Lift your hands to the Lord together. Come on, I want you to pray right now. God, if there's any doubt in my spirit, get rid of it. I feel like preaching, but I feel like shouting too. I feel like building somebody's faith in this house that's been going through the trial of their life. And I come to tell you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, be yonder hence, and the mountain will be removed. Somebody needs to get a hold of something. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Come on, Brother Winningham. Is a herniated aorta too hard for the Lord? Is an empty bank account. Come on, I can't even get started. There's so much faith in this room. God's gonna do miracles. Is there anybody too far gone that God can't get a hold of them? Is anything? Come on, you got the faith. You got the faith. To every man is given the measure of faith. It don't take a whole lot. I said it don't take a whole lot. It don't take a whole lot. Itoraba. Boy, I feel the healer in this house right now. I feel the deliverer in this house. Here. Situations. Come on, there's faith in this house.
I rebuke every lying devil. I say,
Come on, in Jesus' name. 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 Oh, and the Holy Ghost is helping people right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, there's a promise coming. There's a promise. There's a promise. Sharabosa. Yay! Yeah.